our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Giving you the realest, fakest roundup from the weekend. At the top here, we are just learning about that Nashville shooting, and we don't really have any details on it. Therefore, we won't be chatting about it today because that's going on as of like a half hour ago, I think. And we still don't know a lot. Therefore, we won't be talking about that story today just simply because we don't know anything.
I don't want to speculate, although I've heard some things from Nashville PD.
Okay.
But it is, there have been already a lot of lefty things like, oh, we should ban this or that, or let's sue gun companies. I wonder if you could sue like the school administrators for not locking the goddamn doors.
That is what apparently has happened, but again, we'll refrain until we have all the facts on that. So we'll see what happens there. In the meantime, we will be in Miami on Thursday and Friday, D'Anthony, where it looks like you'll be throwing out the first pitch on Friday night. Were you outside warming up with Bob?
Yeah, I'm having a problem right now. It's like Rube Baker throwing at a normal pace where I don't fucking destroy his hand is a problem for me. So I'm going to have to go throw against the side of my house or something. Because I kind of let a couple loose.
Uh-huh. Is that why Bob hobbled in? Like, it looked like he was holding his arm.
I slowed it down after that, and he was he had to go chase a few.
Okay, so
that's probably why he's hobbling.
Bring the fucking heat, baby. I'm not afraid.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to have you out of like your wife is going to stab me if I hit you in the chest with a ball and you fucking get myocarditis or some shit.
Either way, we will be there Thursday and Friday. You and I have got to go walk the stadium, meet and greet some people and all that stuff with the organization. But Friday night is when we are going to party. We still have picked an outdoor thing to meet up with yet. Do you know any place around there? Did you ever find any place?
Dude, I only found one okay looking place. It is
same here.
Fucking, there's not a lot around that stadium. It's kind of grim.
Yeah, same with the other stadium in Miami, by the way, the Hard Rock Stadium. There's nothing around there either. We might just have to pick like a Dave and Buster's.
I think we should
or
go to
Olive Garden.
Go to Walmart and buy a fire pit and just set up a fire pit outside in the park.
Oh, outside the stadium?
Yeah.
Tailgate?
Why not? I mean, fuck, if there's nothing else there.
Maybe. Is there an Olive Garden near there, Bob, or a Cheddar's? We're big fans,
too. Oh, I looked up Cheddar's, and they're all like 40 minutes away.
They are.
But I'll check Olive Garden. I did
check
not
in Olive Garden. Just see if there's an Olive Garden sitch in the area that we could visit. Because everybody could fill up on some breadsticks and salad before we go in. And the drinks there are delightful as well. What if we just everybody gets their own bottle of Chianti, and we can't leave until everybody drinks one full bottle of Chianti?
Well, I've got to throw out a first pitch. So I'm probably not going to do
it. You're drinking,
that.
You're boozing afterwards.
I think if I show up with purple teeth, they're going to know something's up.
I think so. I think they'll know. I think the gig will be up then. But either way, looking forward to it. We're going to be leaving on Wednesday night doing fake news, probably, what, Thursday from Miami, right? Mm-hmm. From the Airbnb in Miami. And then you and I have to be at the stadium pretty early that day. So Delco and the boys will make sure you get your fake news on time on Thursday. In the meantime, we're leading off with digital blackface, which has now become a phrase that is haunting my dreams every single night.
No, CNN. I think this is great, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah, because like, imagine there's somebody that you really don't like, and you're like, how can I fuck with this person?
There's a ton of people I hate.
Sure, but like, you think to yourself, you spend some amount of time trying to figure out how you can get under their skin and fuck with them, and these assholes just keep delivering.
Yeah.
Without us even asking for it.
Yeah.
It's like, how can I really fuck with this person today? Oh, I'll never know. Well, just go to Twitter and you'll find the fuck out.
CNN analyst John Blake argued that a white person who posts a GIF or a JIF, as people like to call them, video or photo post that contains a black public figure could be perpetuating racism. We just went over 28 racist things on the last fake news, ironically, and this was not one of them.
No.
Looks like we're up to 29.
It turns out if you're a white and you use the GIF of a black, racist.
Yeah,
racist. So, you know, it's pretty stupid. Well,
I'll read his quote here. He said, maybe you shared that viral video of Kimberly Sweet Brown Wilkins telling a reporter after narrowly escaping an apartment fire, ain't nobody got time for that. Perhaps you posted that meme of supermodel Tyra Banks exploding in anger on America's Top Model. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. Or maybe you've simply posted popular GIFs such as the one of the NBA greats Michael Jordan crying, or of drag queen RuPaul declaring, girl. Now I'm reading what's in text there.
Yeah.
I'm going to drag that out a little longer because I can't.
There's also the...
girl!
I think the most famous one might be the Swaggy P.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to it in a minute. So he continued, if you're black and you've shared such images online, you get a pass.
Ah.
But if you're white, you may have inadvertently perpetuated one of the most insidious forms of contemporary racism. Now, he never says what that is, what the insidious form of contemporary racism is.
Okay.
He just says you might have done it. So you can imagine what that would be like. But you can't, because he can't even define it.
Okay.
There we go.
Great.
So he defined the term as exaggerated, radicalized reactions that mocked the at the expense of the person committing the action. So like somebody doing something funny that is a part of black culture, you know, like Madea or Martin Lawrence or any of the black comedians who've done this on purpose for decades to make us laugh.
Uh-huh.
Just to be clear. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So in honor of this stupidity, we're going to go through some of our favorites because, you know, otherwise the terrorists win.
Yeah, and they always do.
Yeah.
They always do. Let's go through some of the faves here. What do we got, Bob?
Go to that TMZ link first.
Yeah. There's a bunch on there that I really, really like. And I want to share these with the beautiful people of Patreon. It's probably get us booted from YouTube, probably.
But we're not on YouTube.
So who gives a shit? Drinker Bros Podcast on Patreon.
I'll show you my favorite one first, real quick.
Yeah, what do we got?
Right here. This is my favorite.
Oh, man. Is this the best blackface of all time? I say yes. Is there a better one? Can you guys name a better one than Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder?
30 Rocks is pretty good.
That's two for me. I've got, just because of the whole thing at the end where he tears off the makeup and the eyes and all that shit. So I've got RDJ at one, and I've got 30 Rock at
two. You got a lot more exposure with RDJ's character because it was an entire 90-minute movie. Whereas the 30 Rock, they did the one that I'm talking about, it was just like one 22-minute
episode. Jane Krakowski?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But she was great.
The song she sings, got it, Ease On Down, is really funny.
Really good.
But that was probably the more racist of all the modern blackfaces I've seen. Because Jimmy Kimmel doing blackface as Karl Malone, he wasn't making fun of blackness or anything. He was making fun of how big a piece of shit retard Karl Malone is.
And Karl Malone, by the way, didn't care.
He's never said anything, doesn't give a shit about anything. So I don't think anybody should care what he thinks anyways.
You can't throw stones when your glass house is made of 13-year-olds you had sex with.
Yeah. Well,
got pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. And then they had to live in that glass house and raise a baby.
Mm-hmm. He still has some nice car dealerships in Utah.
He does. Oh, people love Carmel.
Literally was driving down 290 the other day. Some chick's license plate. I think outline around it was Karl Malone, like Honda or something.
There was a cutaway at one of the games, NBA games the other night. It was him and John Stockton sitting together still. So the other people love him. What's this one?
That looks like two people that say the N-word a lot. Him and John Stockton?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
They probably just sit there and call each other the N-word.
For sure. Is this Drake in Future meme?
Yeah, this is one of my favorites.
That's from the music video itself. Yeah, I'm a fan of that.
Wait, what's the logo on that computer?
They blocked it up. They blocked
two
it
hands
up.
On a peach.
Yeah,
so it's like a butt.
It's like, it's like an ass.
Because they squeezing. Like butts
instead of apple.
But just like, oh, a peach. I just, of course, duh.
Drake is from Brampton, Ontario, which is a suburb of fucking Toronto. Okay?
That's hard living, bro.
He's not from the streets.
Yeah, that's hard living.
Oh,
no,
God,
Giorgio, I just spend the money.
Shove that
just
thing
spend
right
the
up fucking your
fucking $20
ass.
To get a new cord.
Piece of shit.
I don't understand. You know, some people want to start a GoFundMe just for that cord. Like it's pretty fucking insane.
It's almost become a bit at
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit at this point.
It's not a great bit. We're an audio show. We literally make all of our money on audio. Like, and
look, Captain
that is
goes down
it.
The ship.
That's it. So that's crazy. Yeah, but as far as posting these, we've all posted these. And if you have an iPhone, I'm going to hold mine up now.
I have not, personally.
Which is a piece of shit, this iPhone. I'm going to hold it up to camera right now. When you go in there, there is a personalized GIF fucking button where you can pull up, I don't know, 80, 90 black people if
you
want.
Yeah, when they bought Jiffy.
Oh, yeah.
So yep. Jiffy was a company that Apple then bought to integrate their system into iMessage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the little red thing with a little magnifying glass.
Are we going to find these guys and be like, hey, dude, take the fucking 90 sweet black people
I guess,
off of there?
And I don't understand. Is there not a Snapchat blackface filter yet?
Not yet.
Because I think we should make one.
Yeah, probably not.
And just hold the phone up to somebody and be like, hey, look at your this new camera. The front-facing camera on this new iPhone is fucking great. And they look at themselves, blackface, racist.
Yeah. Can you do that on like one of those AI apps? Are you allowed to do that? Say, yeah. Hey.
I'm sure someone could make it.
I'll do it right
you could
now.
Just say, I don't know, like Jennifer Lawrence in a mud mask.
Wait, no.
A black mud mask?
No, if they just wear like a beauty, like one of those beauty
right,
masks.
But that's usually green. You would have to specify the color.
No, there are some.
In 2017, FaceApp let you look like a different race.
Oh.
Is what I'm finding.
That's fun. Do they have any examples?
Let's see.
I'm using this DALL-E thing again, and no, you can't show a white person as a black person.
Is that a black Taylor Swift?
This
right
is
there?
Taylor Swift as black, Asian, and I don't know what the other one is.
She's hot as in any race. It's weird.
The lower right one looks like she's fucking morphing from one dimension to another.
She's an anamorph in the last one, yeah.
The lower right one looks like that girl Malala who got shot over.
Malala Yousafzai?
Yeah.
The Afghan girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's who that looks like. It's strange. Those Taylor Swift tickets, by the way, going higher and higher and higher. My God, man. A fucking 47-song thing with no breaks for 3.5 hours? She rules the world. But as far as this black digital blackface bullshit goes, like, look, I know CNN's ratings are in the fucking toilet. This is the worst they've ever been. I'm not sure how it's a goddamn network anymore. Maybe they did this because today they're actually hiring a real blackface to come in there. It's going to be Gail from, well, I guess just being Oprah's gay lover or best friend. Alleged gay lover or best friend for all of these years. It's not.
So you don't have to say alleged.
But I think she's married. So I'm not sure how that works out. But that's been the rumor for years and years.
One can be married and also have a lover.
And I think that's fine. The Scary Spice thing that we talked about with Rudy Reyes when he was on the show is the dream. Where they're just fucking the nanny together, a hot, hot, hot ass nanny.
Half a family.
For years and years and years.
Start a second family.
Yes.
Start a third family, an alternative lifestyle.
What about a prequel
talking
family?
Talking about Nick Cannon now, who's
what about a prequel
black
family?
As well.
You go back in the past and start another family.
With an ex-girlfriend from the past?
Oh, no, just traveling. With anybody you run into. But you got to be careful not to cross streams because you're going to get some retards.
Wait,
you
know oh I mean? Man, can I expand on this? Do you mind? If you could go back and have a prequel family with an ex, and then compare the families later on and see which family was better. Holy shit, that's a fucking game show, dude. Because then you'd have all the answers.
What answers?
Who would have been the better mom, kids? Mm. You don't know how these little fuckers, what they're going to look like, how they're going to turn out to be. You know none of that. But if you could choose, like, all right, hey, I almost got married to this other person. I wonder what that family would have been like and that marriage would have been like. That's worth knowing right there.
I don't know that that is
worth a prequel
knowing.
Family?
No.
Oh, man.
No, he said sequel and I said prequel because it's another thing, but this doesn't make any fucking sense.
A prequel family?
No, none of this.
Haven't
is
you
stupid.
Ever wondered if you married somebody else?
Well, I'm not.
Or just anyone?
Married.
Yeah.
I guess, but I don't have.
Like, I'm sure Bob thinks about that a lot, you know?
Every day.
I know. There's somebody in the past from probably TFM days where you're like, man, if I never would have pulled out of that one girl at Ole Miss.
LaFonda.
Her name
was LaFonda.
At Ole Miss. Yeah. Like what that would have been like and what it would have been like to have that kind of like real daddy's money. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I barely made it to this, so I'm happy to like be in out of the storm at this point. You know what I mean? Like I feel lucky at all, so
can we just play,
it's cold out there.
Can we play Shelter from the Storm by Bob Dylan for Bob right now? It just, I mean, really kick it in so people know. That's a great one, Bob, and I'm proud of you for that. I'm proud. I didn't know though if there was like an Ole Miss girl back in the day.
I mean, there's, I could have married any of my ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like if I had just stuck around. It's like we say, me and Dan say this all the time. It's easier for a woman to get laid and for a man to get married.
Yes. Oof. That is true.
Well,
that is definitely true.
Bob, you might be psychic because I'm hearing now from Nashville police that it was a trans.
What?
Male to female. Former member of the military that did the school shooting in Nashville.
Right now?
That's the one.
No.
Yeah.
That's going on right
that's,
now?
No. That's the person that shot up the school this morning was at least what we're hearing from command at Nashville PD is that it was a fucking tranny.
Whoa, dude.
Shocking that somebody with a mental illness would shoot up a fucking
school. Did they go to the military as a male before transitioning?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the word on the street is that it is a post-op. So full.
Oh, it's a dick off.
Dick off time.
Oh, gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so everyone's going to be mad.
Yeah, no.
Should be fun.
Boy,
I'm so happy we're going to Miami.
Tune in to tomorrow's show, kids. Wonder what it's going to be titled. Huh?
It's titled Mentally in Miami.
Holy shit, dude. That's crazy.
It's funny, Bob, because I've texted back and forth with a couple of people this morning, and when it first leaked that it was a quote-unquote woman, which it wasn't, because if you get, just to be clear, if you're a dude, you get your dick cut off, you're still a dude.
Yeah,
you still have an X and a Y chromosome. That's how that works.
Yeah, you can't swap that out.
multiple people this morning, including some people in the chat here, have posited that it was probably a tranny.
Because
women don't shoot up schools.
Yeah, this is what was so confusing and why they didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was just like, all right, what am I missing here?
Don't be shocked if you don't hear from the press about this for a while or if this story completely goes away by tomorrow afternoon.
It'll be gone pretty quick.
I don't think so, and here's why. It's in a white Nashville suburb that is rich.
Still, it's a protected class of person that did it. Society is to blame for this.
Find out. We will find out. Interesting
Chris
show tomorrow.
Yeah, says she was a SEAL. I wonder if it was Casey Ryback.
I don't know.
You know Casey Ryback is?
Yeah.
What is it? Under Siege?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
It was a SEAL that a chef.
I know.
And now he doesn't stand
Steven
up.
Steven Seagal.
He doesn't stand up anymore.
Doesn't stand up anymore. Yeah, but as far as the digital blackface goes here, look. We should stop doing this. I like all of it. You
I
know
want
what
to
I'm
see
saying?
Some funny memes, though. Can we pull up some stuff?
Yeah, we can pull it up.
I got the TMZ link.
Yeah,
if you
go
want
to that.
That.
That's these are just famous ones, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
okay,
some
guy.
Of the best memes of all time.
Oh yeah,
black dude crying.
Hide
your kids. Hide
yeah.
your wife.
Yeah.
That, and to be honest, go back to that one. That's not a black meme. That's a gay meme.
Yeah,
true. It is.
Like the gayness is way more important here than the blackness.
Than the blackness. Yeah. Yeah, I agree on that one.
Oh no, baby! What is you doing? That's really
oh,
funny.
Oh no, yeah. baby! What is you doing?
Huh? I've never seen this
oh,
one.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one a million times. Yeah,
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah,
know. This one. This kid's got a football scholarship.
Yes,
now.
Sure.
He's NIL from Popeyes.
He's yep. Popeyes, dude.
If
he's gonna
white
Popeyes
people
him.
Weren't sharing this, this guy wouldn't have an NIL from fucking Popeyes.
I know.
Which is gonna eventually give him diabetes, but whatever. You know, at least
he can afford the treatment.
Yeah. Keep going.
Wow.
The money's not gonna give him diabetes.
Wow. Oh,
everybody
yeah,
knows
one
that
of my
one.
Faves, right. dude.
That's
yeah.
Is that the leprechaun?
No.
Because that one's good. This one's good.
This one, who is this one? I don't remember this one.
It's at a tech conference.
Do black people even claim this one?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure they want to. He's
African,
in a polo.
So.
Man, this dude doesn't speak English.
Yeah, that's...
If I had to guess, I would say he's Cameroonian, probably.
That's from real Africa right there.
Yeah.
Keep going. What do we got there? Oh, I've never seen that one.
That looks like a butthole.
I like it, yeah. I think that's the point.
I don't know that one.
Yeah,
is that it?
Of it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
I don't want to get rid of these. Like, these are great.
Wait, so I was a little off on this whole conversation. Do they want us to not use these anymore?
Correct.
Or as white people, we're not allowed to use
white
these?
White people are not allowed to use black
memes.
Well,
they want to erase black people from everything. We've got them off all of our food labels now. Now we've got to get them off the internet entirely.
Yeah.
It's. Do you not notice that? Like, all the progressive shit erases women and black people? Like, dudes are all the best women now.
Uncle Ben is
gone. You're
not
allowed to talk about black people at all.
Uncle Ben is gone. Stupid. You're not allowed to talk about them. And then if they want to do movies, if black people want to do movies, they can only replace white characters.
Yeah.
Why?
So that's gonna be a thing.
I thought we as like a world, or like at least as a country, decided or at least understood that black people statistically were funnier. So what is the problem with like using these memes or in any way? They're still going to do them better than us. Like, black Twitter is statistically funnier than white Twitter. But, like, I don't know. I don't fucking get it.
Look, black Twitter is always amazing because they don't give a fuck.
They do. Everything starts on black Twitter. Black Twitter is the black high school that Gabrielle Union goes to and Bring It On. And we're all Big Red.
Yeah.
We're all showing up with a camcorder.
There you go.
Stealing.
There you go, dude. I didn't think I would hear a Bring It On reference in 2023, and I'm proud of
you.
And
it hit so perfectly.
Sure did. Sure did. It was great. It was absolutely great. Big fan of that, Bob. This might be Bob's day today. He's been on fire. Next up, we got nukes in Belarus. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced plans on Saturday to station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, a warning to the West as it steps up military support for Ukraine. Putin said he was responding to Britain's decision this past week to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. That's fun. Jesus Christ.
Now, in the article that ABC wrote, ABC is owned by Disney, by the way, it says Russia falsely claimed these rounds have nuclear components. That may be a translation issue. Depleted uranium is responsible for something called Gulf War syndrome, and it is toxic as fuck. People get sick from this shit all the time.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're just blowing smoke.
You got to give it up to Russia, though. I mean, they don't give a fuck. Like, well, they really don't care in any of these wars. Throwing prisoners out there on the front lines, mm-hmm. women and men. Women was a new one for me. I was like, shit, you're just going to throw these? They were like, body's a body. Who cares, right? They're in prison.
They're right.
Yeah, throw them out there.
Why not?
Yeah, you're good to go. This type of shit, like, is our U.S. military ever put depleted uranium?
We used it ourselves.
No shit.
On Iraq.
Oh, there we go.
Twice now.
All right.
Aren't our the tank rounds, the armor-piercing rounds are depleted uranium?
Oh, great. So so it's 1-1 there. I don't want to get too far behind Russia. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, like, yeah. Well, we did it first.
Oh, we did. All right, good.
As a matter of fact, we invented them.
Thank God.
In the first place.
Okay.
And on the whole nuke, so Putin said that Russia would maintain control over the tactical nuclear weapons and construction of storage facilities for them in Belarus, which would be completed by July 1st of this year. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has long asked for the weapons, Putin said, speaking in an interview with Russian state television. Now, Bob, there's the Statista link in there is a map, and I want to pull that up right quick because I'm going to discuss this for a moment. But a couple of things just for clarity. So a tactical nuke is one used on the battlefield. It's not the kind, it's not Hiroshima or Nagasaki.
Okay.
Right? They're like 2.5 kiloton nukes and stuff.
Right.
Pull up a map of Europe first so we can see where everything is.
I know it by hand, Bob, if you want to sketch it and then just turn that in.
So Russia has used Belarus as a staging ground for sending troops into places before. But I just want to be clear. So that big piece where the cursor is right now, that's Russia.
Right.
And you've got, you know, Ukraine, Poland, so on and so forth. Now go back over to the other map. NATO is up in arms right now about Russia doing this. They think it's some kind of provocation. Do you see where that estimated number of U.S. B-61 nuclear weapons in Europe, 100? Right underneath that is where Russia is. And look how we've kind of got all of Russia. So on the other side of that red, you're going to have Spain. You're going to have France, and then England just to the north of that.
Okay.
Both of those are nuclear NATO countries as well. And all of those countries, the red ones and England and France, all have nukes And the ones in red right here are, those are U.S. nukes.
No shit.
That we have in Europe.
Okay.
Surrounding Russia. And we have had them there since the goddamn 80s.
Great.
And it's called nuclear sharing, believe it or not.
Is it really?
Sharing is caring. And if you go to the eastern coast of Russia, Japan has nukes also pointed at Russia.
Has our nukes.
Yeah. We gave Japan the bomb. Yes.
Oh, well, awesome.
We gave it to them three times, technically.
I think, well, we owed it to them, right?
Yeah.
Where it was like, hey, sorry about the first two we dropped on gave, you, but we'll give you these for...
We gave the bomb. We gave the bomb to, allegedly, well, we gave it to Israel, but they don't claim it. But Israel has bombs as well. We gave the bomb to England and France, and now we've done nuclear sharing and put nuclear bombs all over fucking Europe. Jupiter missile systems, all kinds of stuff pointed Perfect. At Russia.
Okay.
So what the fuck are we complaining about exactly? We started
know.
This whole thing. It's like we backed fucking them into a nuclear corner. And now we're mad that they're fucking taking a step out of the corner. Like, you stay in a corner.
Yeah.
Stay in a corner.
Yeah.
It's this like is baby. The dumbest shit of all time.
You're not putting baby in the corner there. Why not just fire them? You know?
Because
get everybody together and just kind of launch it once and then figure it out.
The world will end.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the cloud. From that, just like darken yeah. the earth, and then it'll create
something called a nuclear winter. Like the atmosphere will be so thick that sunlight will not be able to get through it.
For how long?
30 or 40 years, I think.
Shit. Okay.
Unless, so there was a volcanic eruption somewhere remote, and it created a nuclear winter that essentially put all of Europe into drought or famine or whatever for a couple of years. Russia, especially. This was in the 1700s, I think. I mean, what that guy say, Epstein? Like, you don't want to get warm. Getting colder is worse than getting warmer.
Yeah. Yep. Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein said
Come
that.
Come on now, Rob.
Jeffrey Epstein said that? Getting colder is getting warmer is better than getting warmer?
Alex Epstein said that.
I want to clarify for the audience, all right?
But that is a good way to get someone under a blanket.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, man, come on under the blanket. It's
better. I mean, if
it's
you're selling blankets. Yeah.
Baby, it's cold outside. Yeah. Hop on underneath the blanket and let me give a little tug on that, a little ding-dong there.
I just like to make sure everybody knows exactly everything that's going on. I feel like everybody knows you can't trust the American government or media anymore, who are trying to make us think. And look, Russia, they're bad guys, 100%.
Yeah.
They're fucking committing war crimes every single day. So do we. We're the ones bombing fucking weddings and talking about how fucking morally righteous we are. No. And when I say we, I don't mean the United States. I mean the people who are elected officials and bureaucrats in the Department of Defense. They're all evil as fuck.
Yeah.
All of them. And there's no reason to believe them over anybody else. But you can see on the map, Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Turkey, at a minimum, not to include Israel and the two other states who we gave the bomb to before, England and France, all in that region within 1,000 miles or so, 1,000 to 1,500 miles of Russia, which is well within launch capacity, have nukes.
Yeah.
And they all answer to us. What the fuck?
Strange.
What the fuck are you talking about? We put nukes in the Netherlands. Do you know how close that is to Russia?
Very close. Do they even know how to use them, I wonder?
Nah, they're all high.
They're not doing shit over there, right? That's it. They're just kind of smoking weed, chilling out.
The Netherlands even has a military, to be honest.
None of them need
good,
it.
They got a pretty good soccer team.
Yeah, none of them need it. What are they going to... We're just going to come save them if something ever happens to them.
If you're hot enough... And white, we'll do it. We'll help save you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll do that. Like,
point.
Ukraine, that's kind of it. Like, we're not doing shit in Africa
Ross,
right
that's
now.
That's the number one world resource.
Hot white women?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Everyone
it always will be. Forever and ever and ever. Ask any NBA player. They will tell you that to your face. That is absolutely true. So why do we keep pushing this narrative then that we're getting so fucking close if everybody's got this shit? Like, why does the media want us to be in fucking a nuclear war? Because that's what it really seems like.
The media just does what the government tells it to.
You think that's it?
Yes.
Okay. After all of this, you think that's the answer? All right. I wonder.
So we...
You believe in the Illuminati? Let's go there today.
I don't know.
You don't think they all get together and fucking do it?
I don't think they need to, because this stuff's been going on since the beginning of civilization. Aristocracies, as I very frequently say, will protect the aristocracy before any particular point, right? And that's what this is. It's a wink and a nod. It's like, oh, this is how things are done, and everybody knows it.
I don't think there's a coin for it. But I do think it exists. After that Obama dinner, and I think it was very smart on their parts when Quincy Jones called that fucking dinner and had the most powerful black people in America over there saying, we're going to get this guy in the White House. I think it totally exists, but there's just no membership for it. I don't think they have a secret handshake or anything.
And
there's white people in it, obviously, as well. But
it's just like
that's the one most famous dinner that I can think of where everybody got together and was like, all right, how do we make this happen? And it was the right time because you had a weak candidate. McCain was weak. And then who did he end up getting? Palin? So, yeah.
That was bad. That was a real bad choice there.
Well, you remember the Palin thing? That was a Hail Mary towards the end. He was down by so many points. They were just like, who do we got? There's really this fucking hot mom up in Alaska. Let's do it. See what happens. Yeah. Let's just fucking see what happens up there. So, yeah, man. I think it does. I think there is a little bit of that element to it for sure. Like, I think Gates and all those guys. Did you see that Epstein list that got released? With everybody who was down at the island?
No.
So I saw it. And it was pretty much everybody we thought was there over the years. With Bill Gates was like the highest. Jesus Christ. That guy was there every fucking weekend, mm-hmm. dude. That was like his Six Flags. It was nuts, man. But it was exactly who I thought it was. You know who else was surprising that was on there? Was Rachel Maddow.
Why is that surprising?
You know... Do you want to get? I guess you want to get your pussy worked over, but you know, who knows? I don't really know how that works. I'm not a lesbian.
To be honest, if I had to guess what her vice was, I think it would be killing, not fucking.
Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
Why so?
She just has that look, I guess.
That she wants to kill.
Yeah. Like in the eyes, it looks like she seems like the kind of person that would like if this were Rome. She would make slaves kill each other or something for her amusement.
Yeah, for sure.
She's very sadistic.
You think there was like a backyard, like a playpen where they just kind of let a homeless person loose and they fucking killed him and then everybody cheered and then had sex with minors?
Probably.
Shock me either.
Up until the sex with minors part, it sounded pretty fun.
Like a turkey hunt, except with a homeless person.
I think it would be more like a fox hunt.
You think so?
Like you give it a 20-minute head start and you set the dogs loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you let the dogs do the work. And you just show up and fucking kill them.
Who let the dogs out, though?
One of the other slaves, I would imagine. Yeah.
All right. Just checking. Next up, speaking of politics, is politics a dating deal breaker? Americans as a whole say that political divisions have become a bigger obstacle to pursuing relationships as of late. 86% think it has grown more difficult to date someone who supports the opposing political party in recent years, according to a 2020 YouGov Economist poll. Most Americans would be unwilling to date someone with political views different from their own. Another YouGov poll found the same year. But that feeling was especially strong amongst women and Democrats. While more than half of men said they would date someone with different views, just 35% of women said the same thing. Now, only 40% of Democrats said that they would date across party lines. That's a big number, I think, compared to 48% of Republicans and 49% of independents. Women have been becoming more liberal for years. The change in dating culture coincides with a major uptick in young women identifying as left-leaning amid political developments such as Trump's election, the rise of the Me Too movement, and the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Men's politics, meanwhile, have undergone no similar shift. Is it a deal breaker for you?
No.
Have you ever dated somebody from the left?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
How did that work out?
Pretty good in the beginning. But that started in like late 2010.
Okay.
And by 2012, it was unlivable. Because that's around when things started to change. Like I started getting introduced to men and women who were actually women and men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Sure.
I just God bless, live your fucking life. I don't give a shit what people do.
Yeah.
I'm a piece of shit too, but I'm not participating in your fucking delusion. When I had to hear over and over how qualified for president Hillary Clinton was, after, and I'm like, okay, let's do a, this is a really fun thought experiment. Without regard to any political party or any politician, write down the things that you really believe in, right? And it was like equality and at the time, like, let's get out of Iraq, marriage equality, gay marriage, things like that, healthcare, good healthcare. I'm like, all right, cool. So Hillary Clinton is on the wrong side of all of this stuff. All of it. She voted for Iraq every single time. Right. Every single time. The fucking Patriot Act. She was against marriage equality until 2013 when she had to flip after Joe Biden fucking fucked Obama on live television. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then she had to come out for it and stuff like that. She spent the late 90s running a fucking secret investigative arm of the U.S. government to attack the credibility of the women her husband raped. So exactly how do these two things align? And then I got a lot of fucking hateful stares. How could you say that?
Mm-hmm.
She's a woman. I'm like, so what? What does having a pussy have to do with you being a piece of shit?
Yeah.
So, but none of those things are political, right? So, yeah, if there was a somebody who categorized themselves today as a fucking leftist, liberal, progressive, or whatever, yeah, that would be a deal breaker, but not because of politics. It would be a deal breaker because they believe ridiculous things that have nothing to do with politics.
Sure.
Pretending that men are women, that's not political. That's fucking stupid, delusional.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the answer is yes and no, I guess.
So for me, this happened in a fucking way. And I've talked about it briefly on the show here and there over the past, but the woman I dated before my wife, who was a lovely person, I literally don't have a bad word to say about her, was pretty much down the middle. She was down the middle as you get. She had both sides, and it was an easy relationship and all that other stuff. Now, her mom was super fucking left, and I mean, to like the nth degree. Lived in San Francisco, believed in, you know, shitting in the streets and homeless people, and we've got to let people live, but didn't have any solutions for it, didn't want to do anything about it, X, Y, and Z, and it just kept boiling over, and that was in 2010. I can't imagine, the reason why I say this, and I think the year is important, is when all this shit started to pop off politically, it wasn't then, and I was pissed, I was starting to get pissed off about it then, because I was seeing what was happening to some of the cities that, you know, I lived in or worked in California, and I was like, oh man, this is going to get bad. And today, yes, it would. I can say this wholeheartedly. It would be a 100% deal breaker for me. I couldn't do it.
What about you, turds?
Yeah.
Who do you want first?
I'll go with you, Georgia, since your mic is working.
Well, first of all, give me a detailed explanation of how you identify politically.
Me personally, I mean, it's clearly, I tell everyone this, I identify as a felon, which gets me out of a lot of these conversations.
No, nope, you're not on really paper currently, so you're legally.
Yeah, you're right.
So.
Are you?
Maybe.
Okay.
Are you wanted?
No.
I mean,
then you're not on paper. You're good.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
right?
Don't worry about it.
What are you, a cop or something?
No, I think there's I think both parties have been stepping on rakes so much and shooting themselves in the foot that you can make a justifiable reason for anyone to have the beliefs that they believe in. Like, you can meet lots of women right now who I think it would be perfectly acceptable to say that they're left-leaning because of Roe v. Wade only, and I think that should not disqualify them from dating in any aspect whatsoever. Yeah, I'm open to anyone. It's as long as they're a sensible person, good-hearted, and it's much more on the smaller level. Like, think local. Are they much more willing to like help me be a part of a community, help me volunteer, help me like grow a place that's better than like where I showed up and where, how I found it? Much more so than how they identify politically or where they write on their voter's card.
Okay, what about you, Bob?
I would be more worried about, and I was still single. Like, I don't know, when Trump like announced his election or candidacy, right? That I was still single then. I'm more concerned about their vocalness than their beliefs.
On either end, yeah.
Yeah. That is what...
When you say vocalness, you mean just shut the fuck up. and cook or whatever. I'm not sure where you're going with that exactly.
I mean, like, dude, it's they can believe whatever they want, but it's like, man, if they're like posting all the fucking time about it and shit, that's the real red flag. Like, it's not, they can be, you know, they can want like a bigger social safety net, or like they want to like have a bunch of guns in the house. It's really just a matter of how fucking vocal they are about it. Because if that is a big part of their personality, fucking run.
Yeah, if that makes their entire personality.
That's not a personality at all, though, is it?
No.
Kids, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Here we go, kids. Here we go. Biggest savings in the history of the company, 50% off a bundle package. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. And the most popular version is actually that Split King. They hit me up the other day and they said, hey, man, if you could talk about that Split King, we'd be grateful for it. And I was like, hey, you bet. I understand it, though. Look, a lot of people are married. Moms go to sleep before dads, and vice versa. Some of the dads work the night shift. I get it. Comes with two remote controls instead of one. If you're saying to yourself, Ross, I've already got the adjustable base and I love it. What other deals do they have? Well, they got 40% off everything in the entire store. That is the mattresses, sheets, the pillows, the adjustable base just by itself. If you want that for 40% off, promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. The sheets are amazing. And it's every single mattress, plus they're giving away two free luxury pillows when you buy a mattress right now. The deals and savings have never been better at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. So now is your time to shine, dang it. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros. And when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credits. That'll knock that bitch down to about $20-25 a month, no matter what you get. So get a brand new bedroom set today at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Next up, we got Ketone IQ, which is HVMN.com. Huge fan of these guys. We're out at the office. We've got to order some more. It came in and we were like, hey, we always give every product a try and we were all locked in. The only problem with it is whenever you have a product this great, everybody ends up fucking drinking it and we're out. I mean, we used to get energy drinks shipped here and that kind of nuked that out. And that was just for everybody who worked here and some food and snacks and all that stuff. Everybody has been drinking the Ketone IQ. Big, big fan, dude. A little capful keeps you locked in for fucking 3-4 hours of the day. It's great for writing. Podcasts, all the stuff, whatever your concentration or craft is in this life, Ketone IQ is great. You're not going to crash on it. You're not going to have any of these fucking problems. I'm a gigantic fan of these guys. And it is hvmn.com/drinking bros. 20% off with the code drinking bros. Again, massive fan of these guys. It's like brain fuel. It's just clean energy. It's a boost. It doesn't have any sugar or caffeine in it. And you can take a shot whenever you want to re-energize. I typically have like two of these throughout the day. We're out now and I just came in and I fucking forgot to order some. So I'm pretty pissed off about it. Go to hvmn.com/drinking bros. That is hvmn.com/drinking bros, or just go to hvmn.com and use the promo code drinking bros at checkout for 20% off. They make it super easy. Again, it's hvmn.com, promo code drinking bros, 20% off. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Come on out to the stadiums this summer, kids. We're in 3 stadiums in Florida this summer. We're in Tampa Bay Rays. We're in the Miami Marlins. We're in the Tampa Bay Rowdies Stadium. All summer long, we'll be there. We're making a big push into the state of Florida. We've made a huge push in the state of Tennessee, and we're looking to expand as long as we get some investors here on board here shortly and make this a big deal in every single stadium in America. But we start with the states that we're in. So if you're out there and you want to come and hang with us, we'll be in Miami on Thursday and Friday. We'll be going to the Marlins games on Thursday or Friday. Please join us. If you're in the state of Florida and Tennessee, we're in over 200 stores now total out there, including the biggest Total store you can think of. Every single one of those stores in Florida and Tennessee. And it's regular price. And plus, if you go to hardafseltzer.com today, they've got a store locator there. All you got to do is pop in your city or your zip code, and it'll take you right to the store. And it's as cheap as fucking White Claw, that bullshit, which is like 4% and sucks. Might as well step to the plate, get that 8% right to the dome. The new flavors are out in every single store as well. Pina Colada, watermelon. They're in all the boxes. The OG flavors are gone for the time being. We'll bring them back in the future at some point. But in the meantime, those are out. And if you're saying to yourself, Ross, I don't live in either one of those two states or a surrounding state, we ship right to your house. Just go to hardafseltzer.com today.
You're just a Twitter account at that point with fucking legs and titties.
Yeah, and I've met many people like that. Many people like that. Yeah. And like literally, like I that's how it always was for me. Like, I really don't care. Like, me and my wife are pretty down the middle. We don't disagree on a lot, but we do have disagreements. I'm sure we'll have a little chat about the school shooting today and the Second Amendment. But like, for the most part,
I think most women will, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but that's why we don't allow them to vote. So
yeah, well, the suffrage act's already passed.
If your wife wants to come take my gun, she can take it out of my cold dead hands, Bob. How about that?
What if his wife's just an expert shot?
I know.
That would be really funny if she showed up and shot up the office.
Yeah,
it'd be great.
This is how it feels.
Yeah.
Good thing we're on Patreon.
You work with that fucking military guy, dude. I capped him first, motherfucker.
Well, that would be the smart move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm the only dangerous person in this room.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all. But has it ever stopped you from a relationship?
I can't really call this politics, but I definitely stopped texting one girl after she called me an N-word lover.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was...
Well, was she right? That's political. That's just...
It's not, but it was in response to me giving the same belief I have now. This was like during the Mike Brown shit.
Okay.
Where I was like, yeah, like he clearly was rightfully shot. But I said, and I still stand by this, I was like, however, I understand why they're rioting, because that particular community has lost all trust in their police department, because as the DOJ later found, and I already knew living in St. Louis, it was a predatory police department that was giving them tickets. They were funding themselves off their own citizens, giving them tickets, traffic tickets all the time and shit like that. So I was like, I understand why they maybe wouldn't take the police, their own police, at their word.
Yeah, fair enough.
And she called me an N-word lover.
Huh.
And I was like,
interesting.
Which N-word, Bob?
Night people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Please say somehow that's worse than just saying it. Jesus Christ.
Night people.
I'm glad I followed up on that.
I wish you did it in the bedroom. That's the only place it would have made it better.
But so now Delco's has found himself in an interesting predicament now, because regardless of how he leans politically,
he lives in the dumbest state in America. No.
He lives in Texas now, but the weird sex shit that you're into now, it's not really, conservative girls aren't really into that. So if you were
That's not true.
No, they're crazy as shit.
What, the younger conservative girls are into sex clubs
now? So I had to work a couple of these political...
I hope that's true, because that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Not the sex club.
It's not really conservative,
but
by
a younger conservative
though.
Girl that's a whore.
Yeah, I mean, because you find yourself in those circles where they're like, I guess, like the Aubrey Marcuses of the world, right? Where they're kind of like libertarian-ish. Mm. Yeah, they're all, I don't know, they're pretty right-leaning.
Okay.
Dan lives in the void of the horseshoe. You know what I mean?
Oh, got it.
Dan lives inside that vacuum.
Yeah.
Right.
This girl that you've been going to a sex club with, how would you say, where would you put her on the political spectrum, I guess?
Probably more right, yeah.
Okay. When you say, how do you define right? Like just individual liberties or don't trust the government? Because, you know.
Conservatism, what is it?
Like, what is it?
It's, individual liberties, probably.
Mm. Okay, gotcha.
So don't tell me what to do, basically, like the shirt says.
Yeah. Yeah, I just today I think it's, man, I'm surprised these numbers aren't higher actually. I think in today's world, especially if you're older, dude, this would be a fucking deal breaker. I could not deal with any of that bullshit.
I feel
none
like
of it.
It affects people over our age group a little bit more. I feel like the divide is a little bit more there. Like we're more willing to be like, fuck it.
Well, women in their 30s are hard to deal with sometimes.
They're the worst.
They are.
Yeah.
Also,
because, you know, they came up through all that shit where it's like you base your identity around because of Trump, really. Not in a bad way because of Trump, just because he shook the fucking spectrum up so much.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, and I've said this to numerous people over the years, because even there were some people that reached out to me that I used to date in the past, and they were like, I saw you with, you know, the Trump thing or whatever, and I was like, me personally, I wanted the system to be shook up. I've said this on the show recently, but there should be a great reset of all this fucking bullshit, to be honest with you. But I wanted a candidate who was not a politician to fucking... no, I just wanted a candidate who was not a politician to go in and see if it would work for 4 years and the country wouldn't go off the fucking rails. If it was just kind of a bullshit position.
But if you had to pick a one-night stand, liberal or conservative?
Are we going from the House itself?
What House?
The House of Representatives.
No, I don't.
I can go off the House.
No.
Are you?
No. I'm not so, asking which representative would you fuck.
Did you see that blonde-haired, blue-eyed pic they put up of AOC the other day?
There's no one in
that the
Congress.
The internet melted down for?
I don't think there's anybody in Congress that's more a female that's more attractive than AOC, right?
Boebert.
No.
Boebert's pretty attractive.
Her vagina is a clown car, dude. Come on.
How do we know that?
Because she's had 80 fucking kids.
Boebert's got fucking 80 kids.
Not that that does anything. That's
no, you give the doctor a hundo, they'll stitch it up a little.
What it tells me, though, is that if I make a mistake, she's not going to correct it. And that's a problem for me.
Yeah.
Lauren Boebert is definitely correcting you.
All right. Put that pic of Boebert up, that facial one you had up there.
Facial?
Oh, that'll work. Either one will play.
We could probably find some deep fake porn of her.
There we go.
If you really want to.
Okay.
So none of her hair is real.
I don't. No girl's got real hair anymore. Like, I'm fine with this.
There's plenty of women with real hair.
Barely. I think you would shock your mind.
A weird chin.
I've met her in person a couple times.
Oh, you have?
I've never
met her.
I would never speak to her because I just don't. I think she's a moron, but I've seen her in person a couple times. She's all right.
I think it's probably Boebert versus AOC, right?
She gives you this look when you forget to take the trash out.
I bet there's like a lesser known.
Ah, no.
Bob, Google and hottest members of Congress.
Yes, yes.
What the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, hottest members of Congress, dude.
This show has been
taken. It shows dudes first.
This is now a hottest members of Congress show.
Girls. Okay, hottest okay. women okay. of Congress.
Is that Anna Paulina?
Yeah.
Oh, so she.
Wide mouth.
She was, she was in our hotel. It's a true story. She did Drinking Broettes, and we were shooting in our room at the Bellagio. We had a suite over there, and we were shooting an entire week's worth of shows out of there. When she walked in, I was just like, oh, okay. What are you doing here?
Tulsa back in the day.
They were like, oh, hey, she's running for whatever. And I was like, yeah.
I got to say,
Anna Paulina will play.
There's certain.
Who's that?
Kristen Sinema.
Senate. House of Representatives.
You said Congress.
He said the House.
Okay. I said the House. I'll go with either or, though. Kristen Sinema, yeah, she's up there.
Honestly, Ilhan Omar is pretty.
You know why you said that, Bob? It's because of what your ex-girlfriend said.
I know. I'm compensating. Ilhan Omar is an attractive woman.
Night lover! yeah, she's pretty.
Like, pretty. You can, you know, hate her all you want, but like...
All I do.
Yeah, she's a thin, attractive woman.
She's attractive.
Now, is she wearing a suicide vest in that?
Probably. And that might be part of the sexual danger of
it. Or is
it
a suicide
turban? She could blow you up in the fucking bedroom, dude.
The point of this was we've been looking for about 3 or 4 minutes now when you've only found like 3 attractive members of Congress.
Right. So who are you going with then? Boebert versus AOC?
I'd put a gun in my mouth and blow the brains out of the back of it.
No, you got to choose one.
I don't.
Yes. Yes, you do.
AOC.
Yeah,
to hate fucker, right?
Here.
That's what I would choke.
Same.
I would fuck her and then kill her afterwards.
Is it weird that she's probably like, oh man, we're probably getting some trouble for this?
I think she's boring.
I don't know. I wonder if you had dinner with her, what these people would be like. And I'm always open to it, by the way, on either side. So that I would definitely do. Like I bet, like I wasn't a fan of Obama's policies, but I bet if you were just hanging with him in a fucking basketball game, you'd have a pretty good time.
Why a basketball game? Why not golf?
He's not a great golfer.
This is a football game. Let's make it a longer thing.
Well,
let's make
basketball.
It a football game. He likes basketball. He likes basketball, right?
Yeah. He's not very good at it, but yeah, he does like it.
How about a threesome to bring the country together?
With Boebert and AOC?
Yes.
If I was going to do a threesome like that, it would be probably Nancy Pelosi, right?
Oh, them heavies, dude.
You want all heavies in the room. You don't want to. Here's the problem. Yeah. You don't want to put two women, one with big tits, one with small tits, in a room together like that because it gets weird. You know what I mean?
Because you're going to pay attention. Like,
you want to have that moment when the girls start kissing, like, oh, let me see your titties, and let me see your titties. Oh, they're really nice. If they're little fucking surfboards, that's not going to work.
Right. Right. Whereas AOC's got naturals, big naturals. I don't think Pelosi's are, those are fake. It appears.
Fake, or are they just like gravity?
No, I think we need to get ground penetrating radar and find out if those titties are real.
LiDAR. You can pull up her fucking titties and it's like, dude, those are fake. Pelosi's got some fake titties, and that's fine. Like, when you get to that age, it'll stretch it out and you're not going to have wrinkled titties or anything like that. And that's all good. I'm not knocking her for that. But see, yeah, pop those up on screen, Bob. Pop those fucking heavies up. Thank God we're on Patreon today. Okay. So yeah, zoom into those things, Bob, if you can. Get those other two women out of the shot altogether. If you can crop out Pelosi's head, that'd be great too. I don't want to see that either, or that gunt, which is the gut right above the cunt.
Those are nice. That's, yeah, that's some cleavage.
So that's fake, right? Those are fake tits?
I don't know, man.
For Pelosi?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bob? I was about to. I'm on screen still, so I can't do it, but I was going to show you young Nancy, and it's not the same.
It's not, right? She had smaller titties. Or did she get a fucking reduction? Is that what you're saying, Bob?
No.
Because that's like slapping God in the face.
I think they're bolt-ons.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, actually, here's Nancy Pelosi with JFK, who is staring straight at her titties.
Shut the fuck up. Is this a real picture?
Yeah, it's a real picture.
How old is she here?
She's too old for him in this picture.
Yeah.
Probably.
No, she's like in high school.
Because he's a pedophile.
Yeah, he likes him young, dude. Zoom into that pic. That's wild. How is she still alive? I guess she's in her 80s. Fucking A, dude. You shouldn't be allowed in office if you were boning JFK.
You know what? She deserves everything she's gotten. If I was this woman, I'd be cocky as fuck too. Just fucking insider trading, taking everything. I'd be like, do you know who I am? You know whose dick I've sucked?
Look at the crazy look in her eyes, dude. She knew back then she was just going to fuck over the whole country.
No, she's flustered because JFK said something filthy to her.
I don't think so.
Oh, my. Oh, John.
What do you think he said to her?
He's telling her that he still has stink dick from the whores he was banging early that morning who were in her class.
I mean, she does have a pretty uncomfortable face going on right now.
I've got stink dick.
Maybe he's laughing. She's kind of...
It's like an uncomfortable laugh.
She just blew him.
How about I take you to PT69? You know?
Goddamn right, dude. I think she just blew him, and then all of a sudden, the cameras popped up. See that curtain back there, Bob? There's another leg.
Maybe he asked her to fuck. Pop, she goes, picture. Hey, I can't.
That's an arm.
I'm wearing a diaper right now.
Oh, it's an arm. Okay.
It's an arm of somebody.
So... Yeah, I think she was blown in behind that curtain, and then they popped out. She had just swallowed. They popped out, and it was just like, oh, shit, is there photographers here? John, you didn't say there was going to be anybody taking photos of me after sucking your dick.
Well, is there a stain on the dress?
It's black and white.
Can we zoom in?
It's black and white. I don't think we're ever going to see it. You think Pelosi's
letting...
She's like
a swallower,
you
too.
Think, yeah,
she keeps it all in.
You think Pelosi's letting a drop of JFK out of her mouth? Not
one prayer,
dude. I don't
really care
what
happens to it after it's out of my penis.
Not one prayer. I don't either,
that's
but...
That's your problem.
Honestly, I think Pelosi was just like, dude, this is all JFK in my
mouth.
She
just wanted
the
Eskimo Sisters with Marilyn.
And that's not a bad thing either.
That's a small club to be in. That's
sure
a good club.
Is. Sure is.
I don't think it's small. I don't think it's a small club. Eskimo Sisters with, well, maybe Eskimo Sisters with Marilyn, I guess, but
no Marilyn,
even then,
no, she was banging everybody.
She you're Eskimo Sisters with Marilyn if you fucked either JFK or Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah,
which means there is a legion of women.
Oh man,
still alive today.
Yep, who were boned by DiMaggio.
Yeah, and who are Eskimo Sisters with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
pussies in law. I think it's how you say that.
I think so. I think it's the proper terminology for it. But yes, overall, in today's society, I would say this has got to be a deal breaker in today's world. There's just too many fucking differences, you know? Politics-wise?
I guess. I don't know. I mean...
Just being different.
I think Bob's probably right. It depends on how important that shit is to him.
It's not that. There's certain beliefs that are attached with it where you're just like, cool, man. X, Y, and Z. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, so there's a big, I mentioned this before last week sometime, but there's a big push from one sect of the Libertarian Party that's trying to repeal the 19th Amendment because they think women's suffrage is where everything started going downhill. And there's arguments they're making about how only to go back to the original style of voting, which is only people that are invested in the community, that is to say landowners, are allowed to vote.
Right.
It's fucking
stupid. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to be real great.
It's not going to happen.
Which, again, is just one example of why you can date in between party lines, because it doesn't fucking matter, because everyone says some ridiculously stupid shit.
I mean, it depends on how the sex is and all that other shit.
It's so dumb.
There's
so
only
dumb.
One person who's really made it work who was super right and super left. And it was James Carville. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
It was on 30 Rock about that too. He's like, you know, we just get home at night and it ain't so bad.
Yeah. He got a real nice southern drawl to him. Uh-huh. And he's like, uh-huh.
Can you imagine marrying that rat face cunt?
That guy?
Yeah.
I bet he eats some beaver, dude.
He looks, I bet like he does too. Just camps out down there for hours.
Yeah, but he probably puts like Creole seasoning on first.
Oh, he probably fucks terrible.
Yeah.
He fucks terrible. He's like kissing the inside of the leg. He's working all the way up. He's got lotions.
He turns it into a crawfish boil down there. He's there for the day.
With a bib?
He's got a fucking half of a corn on a cob, dude, rolling around that clit.
Just sprinkling an Old Bay on her butthole.
A little Zatarain's. It's in Maryland. It's Louisiana.
Enough. Yep.
Yeah. Get some Zatarain's down there.
You put some of that on your middle finger and start rubbing that asshole. You take one of those half of a corn on the cob on that clit, dude, and let Carville go to work down there on that pussy. Yeah. Let him go to work down there on that pussy.
This is a family show.
It's a Democrat pussy down here now.
His deal breaker is if you're an Alabama fan.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a lot of people.
He's a
deal breaker for me as well.
Yeah, he's a Democrat second.
Because there's ISIS, and then there's Bama fans. And, I mean, it's a onesie-twosie there for Bama. That's a deal breaker for me as well, friend. So I understand that. Next up, sometimes you got to shock the monkey. Once a quaint hideaway for yogis and surfers, Nosara, Costa Rica has been steadily beckoned more visitors, each cohort seemingly richer than the last. The pandemic accelerated that trajectory. And before we get into it, yes, Giorgio's parents live there. I don't know how rich they are.
No, they're Puerto Rico, but it's the same thing's going on.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, but Costa Rica is quite a bit more expensive than Puerto Rico. Yeah,
is it?
Way, way
like
more.
10 times more.
Oh, I didn't know this.
More Americans move there.
Yeah, Costa Rica has all these weird rules, so they don't technically you can import a car, but there's 100% excise tax on cars, meaning if I go out and buy my car, which is like a $75,000 Tahoe, I pay another $75,000 in tax to the Costa Rican government to import it.
God damn, dude. Yep. That's a flex, though.
It is, I guess. I think if you're spending that much money down there, you probably don't even think about that.
Because, I mean, what else are you going to do? Drive it down to Costa Rica?
Yeah, like, if you're not a pussy.
Yeah.
I just learned about that.
If you just drive the bottom of the ocean, why not?
Yeah, you're fine, dude. You don't need air or any of that stuff.
I mean, you would have to drive through all of Mexico, so the cartel's going to hit you up a couple times for some taxes.
The Pan-Atlantic Highway. It was a real plan. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they couldn't traverse this like 160-mile pass. And Dan, you're probably more familiar with this than me, in between Panama and Colombia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's super interesting why like they'll never do it. Like all these countries came together, gave all this money to it, like all of them, and then it just kind of stopped.
Yeah, it used to be a thing for the jungle warfare school down there in Panama. For Gullick, they would run the whole thing, and you get a belt or some shit.
No shit.
It's like 50 miles. It's called Run for Your Life.
Oh, God.
But that was before.
That's still going on today.
That was in the 70s. I don't know if they're still doing it.
Now you're just running for your life without a belt buckle. With this, it says mansions are going for $7 million or more down in Costa Rica. I'm not hip to Costa Rica. Is that real?
I mean, it's
Costa
just
Rica is like one of the it is the nicest place in the Caribbean by far.
No shit, yeah. I've never been. I've been to a ton of places down in the Caribbean. I've never been to Costa Rica,
and it's they keep it pretty nice there.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's clean.
But you can still buy weed from whenever you pull up on a boat. You just buy weed from the guy right.
How's
there.
The crime rate there?
They've had a problem lately,
right.
But I think that's just globally. There's more crime right now than usual.
Right. It says one casualty of the explosion is the wildlife that inspired much of the region's popularity to begin with. Howler monkeys are suffering particularly gruesome deaths from dog attacks, car accidents, and electrocutions from uninsulated power lines?
Yeah, what I have a video of that right here if you'd like to see it.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Is it real news, real news or fake news here? Is it real?
This is real news.
All right, what are we about to see?
A monkey get electrocuted.
In Costa Rica?
It's the same situation.
It looks like the monkey's just fucking chilling.
So it's not just the line. The line is probably shielded. I don't know if it is here, but in Costa Rica it probably is. But you can see how that transformer is not. So the transformers you see around that look like a cylinder, that's what they look like on the inside without the cylinder around them.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's see this fucking thing.
There's also supposed to be preventative measures for wildlife.
Done.
He's gone. Oh, wow. Look at that.
He's gone.
Shit.
It's not funny that the monkeys are dying, but the way the way that one went stiff and just kind of tumbled through the air was kind of funny.
Look at this one, dude. That one's just dead stuck there.
No, it's really annoying because like there are procedures in place for this, and it's not very expensive.
No, it would cost. It's in the story here. So let's see. Because of the dwindling habitat, they're forced to travel either on the ground where they're vulnerable to like dogs and shit or getting hit by cars, or on the power lines where they get killed. So the trees that they were jumping around in are not there anymore.
Bob, keep that video up, dude. I want to see these monkeys get offed like this. We're on Patreon. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Holy
so
fuck, dude.
It said it in the article somewhere, but I think it would only cost a couple of million dollars to fix this problem entirely.
I think it's part of the magic of Costa Rica. Now I want to go just to see this shit. I don't really care about monkeys dying or not.
I do, because we're going to be at war with them at some point.
Well, that's right. So fucking off them all.
No, dude. We're going to have to be able to infiltrate their communities.
Oh, shit,
oh,
dude.
Oh, damn.
God damn, that thing is fucking burned. Wow. Oh, Bob, back that up, dude.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit, dude.
But you know what you're not hearing, and what the citizens of the city would be hearing is the screams of the animal as it's getting electrocuted. That's got to be horrifying.
Not really.
There's no reason that we can't fucking do things the right way and not fucking murder thousands of monkeys.
No, I think we're fine. What are these monkeys contributing to society?
They're cute.
No, but this is a really annoying part, Dan, because you hear this go home gringo that's been spouted all over these Latin American and Central American countries that people want to come down to.
Holy shit.
Why isn't there more of a push from these American tourists or American people who are immigrating there to provide some of these changes, like taxes or something, so this doesn't happen?
Because they don't care, because they're monkeys and they're just like, hey, dude, to be honest with you, that highlight video that Bob just showed was so fun. That makes me want to go to Costa Rica more now. So it's kind of better for tourism.
But we're talking a new project, new jobs for people, new insulation, like new completely renovation of like infrastructure. Like it I don't know. We're just complaining about stuff without any like real solutions to anything, and there's money there.
What if we pay the monkeys to do all the work?
Now I'm in.
All right.
People got in trouble for that.
They did.
Remember?
Monkeys to do work?
We had monkeys. We talked about monkey slaves two weeks ago.
We just did the story 2 weeks ago on the news. Where was it? China?
No, it's in Thailand.
Thailand, that's
it. They were
it,
using monkey slaves on some plantation.
Yep.
Was I gone for that?
Yeah. No, you were here. We just did it.
I feel like you would have said something about that.
I would have written the goddamn news.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
Yeah, we just did it, dude. We just did the story a few weeks ago. That's why I'm like, dude, I don't really give a fuck. What? Like, with these monkeys, I want to see this go down in real life. Because most of the stories we do with monkeys on this show or Ross Patterson Revolution, they end up in some fucking horrific death or somebody gets their face ripped off. I mean, I know they're cute and all that shit, but if we were allowed to take them home, we would.
No.
There's a reason for it.
There's been
That's what I'm saying. Let's kill them then.
Bob has mentioned this before, but there's been a war between certain monkey and dog populations, like street dogs in certain Southeast Asian countries.
Right.
And the monkeys will kidnap the puppies, take them up to a rooftop, and just fling them off the roof.
We did that story.
Yeah, that was like a year ago.
Yeah. I know.
Monkey, it's in India is where it's a real problem. India. Yeah.
And we, on Ross Patterson Revolution, with the lady getting her fucking face torn
off.
There's
a story about it.
We don't need monkeys on this planet. Let's just fucking kill them.
There was a story about it last week, but this time the monkey kept the dog. Like it took the puppy and took it back to where it lived and just kept it.
It's because before they wanted to scare the dog population, the packs of wild dogs.
Well, I think
them.
It's like anytime you meet up with a new species, and this is what the book Ender's Game is all about, right? You have different cultures and you experience life and death differently, and life and death means different things to you, and provocation means different things to you as well. So you take for granted that your position is easily understood and correct, and you take for granted the other guy is a fucking an antagonist of some sort.
So is the puppy gonna teach the monkey the ways of the canine, or is the monkey then gonna raise the dog as its own to attack his own kind.
Time will tell, right?
Time will tell.
I think it's probably more of a Mowgli situation where it appreciates the jungle.
I think either that or you have a Moses situation where the dog becomes a monkey prince, but eventually realizes his own people are being enslaved by the monkeys. He goes back, wanders in the desert for a while, comes back.
It's like, oh, it's Derek. He's cool.
Yeah, Derek's cool. You grew up with Derek, right? Yeah.
And then he fucks him up.
Yeah.
Although even like a fucking wolf against a monkey population, it's going to kill probably 20 or 30 of them, but they'll get it eventually.
Man, I don't really care about monkeys. Like I would see one of them get punted. The electrocution shit is great. I'd love to see Giorgio wrestle one or slap it and choke it out.
Absolutely not.
Why not, dude? How you could choke out a monkey?
You know how old my dad is, right?
No, I don't.
So he's pretty old. He's 67.
So it's not that old.
So he grew up in times, maybe 68 now, where you could go to carnivals and fight monkeys.
Okay. How big were the monkeys?
He's small.
Dan just put his head down on top of his microphone.
I don't think this is real.
No, this is real.
You get into a ring with a chimpanzee and you're going to die.
They put boxing gloves on it, so like it can't grab you. But
great.
Yeah, it fucks you up.
Yeah, so your dad lost the match?
You'd have to put a muzzle on its mouth,
too. He would watch these things happen.
Oh, he would watch it.
Yes.
So would I.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He used to say carnivals were great. He's the one who taught me about cockfighting and how they had weapons divisions.
Yeah.
And cockfighting.
Yeah.
You could choose what blade to put on your rooster.
Yeah. There was a like a box cutter and all types of blades.
Two long swords, a hook sword. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What about a gun?
No. They couldn't squeeze the trigger.
A chicken with a laser.
I feel like you could make a gun that a chicken could fire.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that should be our next project.
Yeah, this really should.
What's the smallest gun they make? A Derringer? Like, I don't think you can...
Well, it's not about the size of the gun itself. It's about the foot-pound pressure of the trigger squeeze, right?
Yeah, but it's still going to be heavy. The gun's going to be heavy.
You gotta lift that thing. You can make 3D-printed carbon fiber guns now.
Have you used one? I haven't fired one. I've never fired one.
Yeah, they suck, but it would be for a cockfight. It'd be fine.
Wait, yeah. Guys, Rob is looking for... Oh, never mind.
Or an IED, or a minefield. It's a minefield, but you put bananas on top of all the fucking mines and see which monkeys make it through the minefield.
I'm down for all of this, dude. Every single thing you guys have mentioned here, besides saving the monkeys, has been great.
Well, whichever monkey makes it through the entire minefield, we make them president for 2 years.
And they could do it.
Yeah, and you just give them, they shit in their hand and throw it at a board, and whatever topic they hit, that's what we care about.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Economy.
Economy, boom.
Healthcare.
Yeah.
And it's just monkeys shit the whole time.
Be great.
It's better than what we're doing now.
I think so.
It's more logical.
I think so, for sure. Next up, beating Big Brother. Facial recognition technology has punctured the public sphere so much that for most, it doesn't feel like an invasion of privacy. In airports, most people don't think twice about having their faces measured by cameras. Hand up for this guy. I've stopped caring about that. For clear ID these days, live feed CCTV cameras are fitted with live facial recognition software, which detects individual human faces. Although it is often used against a predetermined watch list, the tech has been accused of being unlawful and unethical by a number of campaigners, including reports from the University of Cambridge. The report recommended it be banned from use in the streets, airports, and any public spaces where it is actually used the most. This is some real Big Brother shit here. One company spearheaded a personal rebellion of sorts against such technology. It's a clothing company called Capable, with an underscore in there. I've not heard of this company before.
I haven't either, but I have seen this kind of tech before. They were making they were making scarves before. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
This one was made to it absorbed and refracted the light from camera flashes, so people couldn't take your picture without you wanting them to.
Yes.
And now they've figured out a way to do it where it confuses the AI and these cameras. But
a few companies have been working on this, and I know there's been a bunch of patents filed for this. I've just never heard of this particular company.
It's not very good looking clothing. I mean, if you want to,
do they have it, Bob? Can you pull that up there? Pull up the clothing there from the email on this one. I'd like to see it. Oh boy, it looks like a Cosby sweater. Is that real?
Yeah,
I would wear that. God. To be honest,
you would wear it if you were going to rape.
You definitely would wear this.
Look,
maybe not the tactical.
How are they trying to make that look cool? There, that's a midriff.
That's pretty sweet. I mean, the cut's not great, but
it's not pretty sweet, Bob.
No, Bob. Nothing about that is terrible. Pretty sweet. Why can't you get fucking Kanye to design it and we'll call it a day?
Just be like fucking little mini Hitler faces.
Yeah, well, not that. He watched a Jonah Hill movie over the weekend. He said he's not a racist anymore.
Right, because no one could be that funny.
Correct.
Also, this guy's wearing the wrong size. You need to wear that a little bit smaller. That way it kind of comes up and shows a little midriff. It got to show a little cock cleavage.
Mm, so yeah. Your solution is to make it gayer.
Yes.
All right.
It looks gay now. But and you want to make it gayer?
Yes,
than this?
Then it becomes straight. It's like a circular.
Mm. No, I understand where you're going with that. I'm all for it. Just make it cooler to wear because I can't wear that out. Make it hyper color. Bring back hyper color.
I think we need to figure out how this works and make some Drink It Bros anti like face tracking tech.
So what does it do there? Because for the audio listeners, nothing is blocking this guy's face, and there's no clothing that's blocking this guy's face. This appears to be just a sweater.
Yeah, so it's not going to stop the camera from taking pictures of it, but what it will stop, because of the pattern in that shirt, I don't know exactly how it works, but when the camera picks up that pattern on the shirt and feeds it into the AI, when it tries to do what your phone does to verify your face, it confuses the AI. That's all I know about it.
Okay.
Also, that turtleneck might flip up into a hood. It might be do one of those kind of cool things.
Oh, zoom into that fucking thing. Let's see. Is that what they're going for?
Because of the way it rolls right on the collar, that's kind of what I'm thinking, is it might pull up.
It's not great. Either way, it's not great. Let's get some designers on this, like actual ones, and then I can maybe get down with this shit. But right now, this guy looks like a fucking sexual nightmare.
He looks like a fucking knob.
Yeah.
Look, he just wants to skate, okay? He just wants to skate without getting his face
tracked. We know a lot of people who skateboard. Nobody wears that skateboarding.
In China, if you don't want to get ticketed.
He's white with red hair. There's no Chinaman that look like him. And that's crazy. That's crazy, Giorgio. Is there another pick of something else they got? Anything fun and flirty? Like a wife beater or something?
I'm trying to find the website. Isn't linked in the news story. I'm trying to find. It's called Capable. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I'll find the website.
I just want to see if there's anything fun and flirty rather than this fucking
also,
Cosby
sweater.
Also,
do they make capes?
I mean, I love this, though. Whatever there's a problem, we'll find a solution for it.
Yeah, but this looks like that looks like something you rape in, not to try to block out facial recognition.
And to stay ahead of the AI, it's basically going to have to be like fucking Rorschach, right? So this, if you go to this, go back to the main page.
It's not data.
So scroll down a little bit.
Who's that little girl there?
I don't care, but scroll down. You see this
there?
Freddie Mercury looking motherfucker?
Oh, pop!
That's
him up.
What it does to the image for AI.
Freddie Mercury 2 days before he died from AIDS. Holy shit!
Probably something to do with the focusing technology is what I'm guessing. It probably can't identify that you're a human anymore.
Yeah,
and the pattern fucks with it to where now you click can't do depth.
Click on shop at the top there because you can see some of the patterns they have. They make pants too, and none of this is wearable. This is all garbage.
Let's see that woman's dress. That might play.
No, that's. I mean,
does it look like trash?
It looks retarded.
It's far away. I can't see it. Zoom in.
Mm.
Anybody who's been here knows how far away this fucking monitor is.
Yeah, it's 6 feet.
This little lady's tiny, man. Yeah, this looks like a fucking. It looks like Woodstock, where like a shittier version of tie dye.
We're all here at Woodstock. Someday there will be a black president. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's Jenna Maroney, too.
No, but I think that it kind of comes from the same vein, Ross, like the acid time, the DMT era, the fractalness of things.
But make it look cool like that, like some old 60s shit. This looks like rapey Cosby sweaters.
Yeah, I think it's just that's what it looks like. Like they're not trying to make it look uncool or Cosby-ish. That's just kind of how it came out.
They're looking to rape the camera. Well, let's work on it. You know, don't put this shit out into the world. This is in Esquire, right, Bob?
I mean, you can. There are
designs. Does that say Esquire right there?
Just like this, but in like
don't leggings. Go out public with this. Workshop this with the fucking white women in the neighborhood first before you start bringing this bullshit out into public.
This is part of the Manifesto collection.
Oh boy, a manifesto. It looks like a bunch of people who live in a fucking woods who want to bomb shit. That makes perfect sense. Like they're in some sex cult. And then it's like, what will the clothes you would design for a sex cult in the winter in Oregon? That's it right there. Bango.
Big puffy Bango. Sweatshirts with holes.
Yeah, dude. Looks like they're all going to a fucking Billie Eilish concert in an hour. Next up.
Billie Eilish turned out to have some heavies, though.
I know. She finally let him go, and I became a big fan after that.
How old is she again?
She is 22, somewhere in there.
We're good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're fine.
I don't give a shit how old she is. Yeah. Heavies are heavies.
Man. Heavies are heavy, but he's... I think Giorgio was saying she got famous, what, 16, maybe?
15, I think, maybe. I don't know.
Really? Yeah, you got to lay off those heavies then, but, you know, 2022 is, you're fine.
Yeah.
Next up, life expectancy is declining in the U.S. Just before Christmas, federal health officials confirmed life expectancy in America had dropped for nearly an unprecedented second year in a row, now down to 76 years, while countries all over the world saw their life expectancy rebound during the second year of the pandemic after the arrival of vaccines. Then last week, more bad news, maternal mortality in the U.S. reached a high in 2021. Also, a paper of the Journal of the American Medical Association found rising mortality rates among U.S. children and adolescents. One doctor said, this is the first time in my career that I've ever seen an increase in pediatric mortality. It's always been declining in the United States for as long as I can remember. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it might be that kids are getting into wrestling again.
How so?
Well, your kids.
Yeah.
So kids that right now are, I don't know, 15 to 25 or so, I don't think they were really into wrestling the way we were when we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But now the... like 6 to 12 year olds are really back into wrestling again for some reason. And they're probably doing backyard wrestling at home and fucking these babies up. And that's what's causing it.
That's not real.
That checks out.
No, that's not real at all.
Can we Google that? I think that's accurate.
We can't. That's not happening.
No, it's weird. So if you look at the five factors in life expectancy, it's things like, BMI, diet, mm-hmm. exercise, whether you overuse drugs like alcohol, tobacco, and drugs and all that stuff. We're bad at every one of them.
Well,
like we rank 30th or worse in the world for advanced societies for no reason. We're still the richest country in the history of the world. If you go anywhere in the South right now, you will find people that are both obese and malnourished at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think so. Let's start with the drug thing, since we said that first. Drugs and alcohol, right? Alcohol isn't going anywhere. Shit keeps getting worse, especially during any form of recession. Alcohol and gambling go through the roof, right? So the alcohol thing, I understand. Drugs, I don't really get, and here's why. With drugs, so much, in my opinion, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this. So much has been taken off the table because of fentanyl that it feels like, at least, and I usually got my fucking nose to these streets, it feels like people are doing less drugs because they're worried about fentanyl. So like pills, opiates, and all that other shit, like, I mean, everybody, especially in the state of Texas, will tell you, like, hey, dude, unless it's prescribed from a doctor, don't do it. But people used to do pills all the time. And that... the pills not only stretch the opiates, but you're looking at ecstasy and everything else. Like, you can't trust anything from a pill press. So at least I think, and I could be wrong on this, pills seem to be like on a decline. Whereas like weed, what the fuck is weed really going to do to you?
So THC and all cannabinoids, and this is the case with a lot of drugs, is fat soluble and not water soluble, right? Which means it stays in your body longer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you just smoke flower weed, I don't know that there are particular carcinogens in it, but burning something and inhaling it isn't the best for your body. And vaping's probably not that much better.
I was going to say, besides Giorgio, I don't know too many people who smoke flower anymore.
Oh, I smoke it.
Oh, do you really?
At home, yeah. I just don't smoke here. But the issue with weed is that it will lodge itself in your neural channels because your brain is fat, right?
Uh-huh.
And it interrupts the synaptic firing. But you can do things about that, right? Like ginkgo and stuff like that. You can do stuff about it. If you just smoke like nicotine, if you smoke cigarettes and shit, there's nothing good about that. And there's also a much better ways to get nicotine into your body than inhaling it these days. Like Black Buffalo, for example. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, look, as far as weed goes and THC, like, dude, we have a sponsor on the show, Diet Smoke, dietsmoke.com, promo code DRINKERBROS, 20% off. I love them. I have one every single night. I think it's great for sleep. And so I'll take it right around, I don't know, I go to sleep pretty fucking late.
That's not really what Dan's talking about.
I understand that. But to me, before like a company like Diet Smoke came around, yes, I used to smoke flower and all that other shit. So like that inhaling of smoke is now gone from my life because it's been so long. I would have said cigarettes, but cigarettes are no longer cool anymore. So I thought shit would have gone up. I think life expectancy is going down because of all the shit that you talk about on this show, with the plastics and the different shit that's in our body, or that we're...
The sedentary lifestyle is more than likely... So here's the way that you age is that your cells replicate, right? That's mm-hmm. how human beings stay alive. Your cells replicate and pass on your genetic sequence to the next cell that it replicates into. And over time, that replication gets weaker. Think of it as like a stamp that's losing its ink.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, when you live a sedentary lifestyle, that is to say not active, you're training your body to think, well, I don't need to put as much energy into replicating my cells anymore. So being active is the most important thing. Even if you eat a shitty diet, working out for even 10 to 15 minutes a day, I'm not even kidding, 10 to 15 minutes a day could save your life.
Yes.
It'll add 10 years to your life.
I just had this conversation with my wife over the weekend.
And when I say working out, I'm talking about going for a fucking...
A
brisk walk.
Yeah.
A brisk walk at probably like 2 miles, 2 to 3 miles per hour. Nothing fast.
Yeah.
Just like a brisk, not even power walking, just a brisk walk for 15 minutes a day will add 10 years to your life. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
Unless you have some kind of fucking cancer or some shit.
Yeah, I agree. But
it's not about agreeing or not. That's science. This is basic science. If you, like, Huberman talks about a lot of stuff, and to be honest, it's like, all right, you're not a polymath, dude. You know a very specific thing and you're trying to expand it to a bunch of other shit, which is fine. But that's the thing that he gets right most. That and going outside in the morning.
Yeah.
Go outside and look at the sun in the morning.
Yeah.
That those are the two most important things you can do to add quality years to your life, not shitty years. I mean, mm-hmm. you can use drugs to keep yourself alive, but you don't want to do that.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Now's the point in the show where we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. And before these guys come on down, we want to give a quick shout out. D'Anthony and I are going on Anthony Cumia's show from Opie and Anthony here in about 16 minutes. Does he go live every single day?
I'm not sure.
And then he's got the audio show afterwards. I don't know their format because we're all so different now. But we did his show a couple months ago. It's a fucking blast. And we got invited back, so we'll be on that this afternoon if you want to hear us on there. Shit always gets out of hand on there. He's got a great setup, so we'll be live on there. But if you're in the studio, you can come and watch a show. We'll have you live on air, and we're right here off the highway. You can't miss us. You guys built this place, so we keep the doors open for you, and if you want to come give a shout-out to your Drinking Bro of the Week, come on up. Let's bring the guy in the green hat up first back there. Usually the lights are off, so I'm hoping you're wearing a green hat back there. Is that you? Oh, and you can take your time. We're going to live forever, by the way. So, my God, you were strolling like one of those fucking models in that goddamn capable thing, man.
What do you want me?
Right there on Dan's desk. There you go. Put the mic about an inch from your face.
Oh, just like a dick. Here we go.
Boom. There you go, dude. What's your full name?
So, Sean Kennedy. Born and raised Alaska. All that kind of stuff.
That's awesome. How long have you been listening to the show?
A couple years, on and off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why kinda off, dude?
Life, wow. Kids, priorities.
It happens, right?
Yeah. Try to do the whole career thing, be an adult. It sucks.
It does. What do you do for a living?
I am a helicopter EMS pilot.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So it's tough to listen up in a helicopter.
It gets a little bit difficult. Yeah. We don't have Wi-Fi.
No, you don't have it up there. It's strange the way that works, right?
So fucked.
I know.
Yeah.
You know the drill. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
So I got a couple.
You got it?
Away. Dude. I'll run through them. So we got Chris Dolan out in Pennsylvania. He's just pulling lines, doing the helicopter life, living the dangerous part of our industry.
Does he listen to the show?
He does. He's again on and off. I mean,
that's fine. Tell him to come on for this one then, and so you can hear Drinker Bro of the Week.
I'll bring him
it'll
back.
It'll be up tonight at 8 p.m. EST.
Yeah. And then other sector of the industry, we've got fellow EMS guys. We got JJ up in Idaho. He's a relief pilot. Just kind of floats around the country, filling in where he can, trying to help people. And my buddy, we're going to call him Dick Jones out in Arizona.
Yeah, you can't say his real name, huh?
You really just can't.
Why Dick Jones?
Because Dick.
Well,
I mean,
I understand it.
Yeah, dude.
I understand
it. There's got to be a big one. And then there's the rest of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So other than that, my boy Jameson, I've got a 3-year-old toddler. He's the reason I'm in this sector of the industry. Need to be home every night, raise a kid, that kind of stuff. That's why I got out of the military, is so I could actually do the sector of life that I'm doing now.
Yeah.
So for him, Jay, if you're listening at some point, like, this is why we're doing what we're doing. And then my wife, obviously, best part about her is that she made my kid.
There you go.
Got to do it.
She made it.
She made
you
it.
You made it. She was the vessel.
I mean, yeah, somebody's got to pump one into her.
Yeah. She's going to be amped about this tonight.
Oh, super stoked.
Super amped about it.
Also, let's pull a Ron Swanson. And if you guys haven't had these, do it.
The Hard AF Seltzers.
I don't recommend things, but if I were to, this would be it.
It's great, right?
Just don't be a bitch.
You come and just get fucking rocked. Yeah, yeah, I appreciate it. We always appreciate that. Who's Absolutely. Back there with you? Is he still here today?
Yeah, this is Cooper McCoy. He is the King of Cucks, and we can bring him out now.
The King of Cucks.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to steal that probably for a book and give him zero credit for it, and I'm a big fan of that. Is he the cuck, though? Is that it, or is it the other people that are cucks? And yes. That's something we'll get to in a second here. Pop a squat there. Put the mic about an inch from your face. And then you're good to go.
Yes, sir.
What's your full name?
Cooper McCoy. Cooper King Ty of, McCoy.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
King of Cucks.
King of Cucks. Yep. The OG.
Are you the cuck? Are you doing the cucking?
Yes. Yeah.
I gotta have an explanation, a backstory about this.
Well, he's the reason I'm here.
Okay. Or,
well, I guess I'm the reason he's here.
He
took a break for a while. I picked up the slack, and I was like, hey, let's go do this. We have an extra day. Let's come down, do the podcast. And
okay, yeah. No shit.
Yeah.
But as far as King of Cucks, you said he's the reason you're here. Did you watch him, or did he watch you?
There's been a little bit of both.
Over the years?
We've been together about 10 years.
Shit. Okay.
We've gone back and forth. He picks up for me. I pick up for him.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. He's married now with children, so he can't do that anymore. What about you?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still out there cucking.
I'm getting there. Yeah.
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 Look, cucking ain't easy, dude.
Dude, it's rough.
And especially with your wingman down, dude. With your wingman down like that, it's just you out in this life. So how old are you?
27.
You got time.
Yeah.
You got time. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start hitting late 30s, it's over by that point.
Yeah.
But,
I'm getting there. I got a pretty good girl lined up. So
you do?
We just bought a ranch together in Indiana.
Shit. Congratulations.
Yep. Yeah.
Cheers. Yep.
Just trying to own some land and get ready for the apocalypse.
It's the best. Exactly. It's the best investment you can make.
Yep.
Who'd you like to give the Drinker Bro of the Week to?
I'm give it to my dog.
Your dog?
Yep.
Does he listen? Big fan?
Oh, yeah. Listens every day. Yeah. He's always there, so I'm not drinking alone. And
he doesn't have a choice but to listen to the
show. He watches me do some weird shit, and he's always there. He's still there when I come back home, and he's happy to see me. So you don't realize how much weird shit your dog sees,
you know? Feed him. So, yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He's locked indoors with me, and he sees some weird shit.
Oh, so, that's great.
His name's Hooch. So he's really probably listening
like Turner
right now.
And Hooch.
Yep, exactly.
We're huge fans. We're huge Turner and Hooch fans here.
Yep.
You Got Hooch was a big meme for us for years on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was it Gordon Wagner that started that, D'Anthony? I think it was Gordon Wagner that started You Got Hooched. Yeah. We'll give a shout out to him. He was hooching everybody.
Yep.
Anybody who came on the show, he hooched him for years. So, yeah. We always get a fucking laugh out of it every single time. Well, shit, man. We appreciate you being here. Mm-hmm. Cheers. Thanks for coming out. And look, if you're not here and you want to send in your Drinking Bro of the Week, go to drinkingbros.com. Click on the submission form. They get emailed to us live on air, and we will read them no matter what they are. And while you're there, peruse the catalog. Get some merch at drinkingbros.com. We got plenty of it across the board. You got a hat on? That's somebody else's. Grab a fucking hat on your way out, dude.
I can't. There you go. I can't let them see what company it is.
Oh, I understand.
We're in company Prius today.
Grab a Drinking Bros hat on the way out. You're good to go. We appreciate you being here. And again, stop by the merch store. Best part about it is not one single cent goes to Ukraine. And that's nice. You know, they can fend for themselves. We appreciate you joining us. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just a 5-star and you can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.